We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, here we are, middle of August already, just about August 15th, and the tropics are quiet, so we're very thankful. The weather department over the weekend, the weather people were saying that, you know, it was cooler, and now we're going to go back to being hot. Highs of 94 today, and it was in the 80s the last couple of days, but it was rainy and cloudy, 20% chance for showers today, 30% tomorrow, then 70% on Thursday. Highs in the low 90s, but Mike Dettillier, who joins us right now, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Mike, you're from this area. I know you play some golf occasionally. Did you find anything cool over the weekend at all, or am I just getting, I don't know, what's the deal?
Yeah, I mean, I must have missed that cool.
Yeah.
I mean, because I didn't feel anything cool about it. So, I think if you having to handle grass cutting and stuff like that these days of all that rain doesn't help you any. But I didn't feel anything cool about the weekend. I'll be honest.
I played 10 holes at English Turn, and I felt like Kellen Winslow in that Miami game, the playoff game.
Yeah.
Really, you know,
yeah.
Where they had to help me off with the IVs and all that stuff. But tell
yeah,
me,
because,
go ahead.
Once that humidity starts to kind of soak in and, man, it starts to be down on you, it is hot. So, again, I don't get that cool part.
I guess you got to say something different. Let me tell you this. I love players where you're watching the game and it's like, who the hell was that? And the game started, so I'm just going to start with this before we take the break, with a player. Who the hell was that? And then he had a couple of plays throughout the night. I'm talking about Chase Hansen, number 40. Tell me the story on this guy.
Yeah, Chase is a guy, and I really liked him coming out of college. But I knew he had a long kind of history of being hurt. And he was brought in, got cut pretty quickly, then got brought back. You know, and so it's been back and forth with him. Tommy, it's not about if he can play. The guy can play.
Mm-hmm.
He's so instinctive toward the football. He isn't the biggest linebacker around, but it's his ease of movement side to side. He can drop back in coverage. He's a good open field tackler. It's now can you keep him healthy? And he can help you on special teams. And at an area where you're not real thick right now, I mean, you know, it's pretty thin at that linebacker position. Man, did he make a case for himself?
He went to I'm sorry, Mike. He went to Utah. He went on a mission. He's a Mormon, just like Taysom Hill. And I don't know what they feed him. I don't know what it is. But that guy is a football player, just like Taysom Hill is.
No question. And he can play again. It's a question of health. Can he stay healthy? But he was a former quarterback in high school. He played some running back. He was recruited as a safety and played safety early on and then got moved to the outside linebacker position. So he could adjust. And I like a guy that they just brought him in. He's put in a – because sometimes you get in a comfort zone. But I think this is what preseason's about. They put you in a situation to see how you react mentally. They know you can play, mm-hmm. but how do you react mentally? And, boy, he stepped up. you know, in a crucial spots. He made plays. And I can say the same for Eric Wilson, the other linebacker they picked up was with the Vikings. Both those guys were really playmakers Saturday night on defense.
Let's take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. You guys got any questions or comments for Mike about the Saints after Saturday night's game and looking ahead to Friday night's game against the Packers? 504-260-1870-620. It's time for traffic now with Courtney. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A text comes in, has nothing to do with sports, but I'll pass it along. Had another pop-up car show at the corner of Julia and South Peters yesterday evening. I was lucky enough to witness it. Lucky in parentheses. Cops parked less than half a block away, just sitting in a vehicle while the shenanigans continue. We'll talk about that tomorrow with Peter Scharf. Today, though, we're recapping the Saints Texans game with Mike Dettelier. Mike, y'all gonna be second guessing tonight, huh? First one of the season.
Yes, we'll be at the Silver Slipper out in Mississippi, and so Bob and I will be on from 4 to 8 tonight and talking about the Saints and also probably a little bit of LSU in the 7 o'clock hour.
Man, they're killing their recruiting, huh? LSU?
Yeah. Man, I'd done a couple TV interviews when we were doing these camps out in the summer, and this was back in June, and I told me, just going to take a little bit of time. This is a new regime, and it takes a little while to connect the dots because it's new assistant coaches that are recruiting these players and a new head coach. And I had a couple of people, man, they got to get some of them name, image, likeness things at LSU. That's the thing that's missing. Well, hey, you don't quite get it. Everybody's got that name, image, likeness. But it is to connect the dots, and you see, Kelly's, the last month or so, he's done a terrific job recruiting, and he's got a couple more in the state that I think he's fixing to land next couple weeks.
I know that's got nothing to do with this season, but I think the Saints are a team in the NFL. Every year, as we talked about, Mike, there's a team that flies beneath the radar, and I got a feeling LSU might be one of those teams too. What do you think?
I think they got a shot. There's talent on this team. Now, you'd like to have a little bit more depth along the offensive line and then at corner, which is surprising because, that's normally been your strength. But you got to find a quarterback. You got to find a guy that can turn the engine over on the car. And you got to be able to get a big-time pass rush. And I think you got the guys up front defensively that can do it. And they won't be out-coached. I know that.
Yep.
Brian's put together a really good crew, and I think it's a big part of winning at any level is assistant coaches. Players are one, always will be number one on the list. But 1B, good assistant coaches, the people around you that can kind of give you the pulse and the temperature of a team and get the best out of a player. And that, I think, became missing after 2019 at LSU. It really did. I didn't think Ed did a good job surrounding himself with really good assistant coaches at certain spots. And it ended up costing him his job.
Mike, we only got a minute left, but when you talk about quarterback, before the news, then you'll come back, but when you talk about quarterback starting the engine and driving a car, Andy Dalton got me from Belchase to Kenner in about 3 minutes on Saturday night. You can't fault anything there, can you?
No, nothing at all. And listen, he looked in the game just like we've seen him in practice, that the ball doesn't really touch the turf much, and he's accurate in those short intermediate throws.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now, if you ask him to throw the deep stuff, that's not his forte. But, boy, that first drive was basically picture perfect. That's what you really wanted to see from your first team unit. And he got it done. Did a nice job.
Bim, bam, zoom, pam, pow. 7-0, and Will Lutz got it done, too. We'll pick it up here. We come back. Mike D'Antilia, our guest, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. He'll be second-guessing live in Hancock, Mississippi, Hancock County, Mississippi, on the beach, the Silver Slipper Casino. Him and Bobby Hebert, get out there, join him if you can right now. It's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. And it's 6:46, 14 before 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Mike D'Antilia, WWL NFL analyst and co-host of Sports Talk. Recap in the Saints-Texans game Saturday night. Mike, what about defense? What do you, you know, and the game doesn't, you know, I know you want to win the game, but at that point, you don't know who's trying to stop who, who's trying to do what. That's what I hate about preseason, because it is so illusional in a lot of ways, right? Because you don't know. What did you notice about the defense, I guess, when the first guys were in there?
Well, the Texans didn't do much when the first guys were in there, mm-hmm. especially in the passing game. You could tell they were bothered by the tight coverage of the Saints' corners early on, certainly with Paulson and Debo. And again, I go back to how they were in practice. That's how they played. Debo's been, you know, he's been one of the top guys in practice, and he played that way. Mm-hmm. So you had a lot of pressure on him, and they said, man, the heck with this. They just started running the football once the Saints started pulling some of their first teamers out of there and were able to make some hay. And certainly the turnovers helped them. And, again, it's a frustrating situation for Ian Book, because he was given some opportunities here, and boy, his ball placement skills on some of those shorter throws weren't there. He was high, and then you got a little bit of buzzard luck. You know, you put a ball right in the hands of Traquan Smith, you got to come up with that catch, mm-hmm. and he drops it, and then late, you know, you could put points on the board, and Abram Smith fumbles the football. But it wasn't a good night for Ian Book at all. And you could tell once you started interchanging offensive line play, the drop-off there too, especially in pass protection. The run blocking was fine, but in pass protection, Book was feeling a lot of heat because it was real.
You know, I was watching Trevor Penning, and specifically what you talked about with his feet, and you can see where he is having a hard time with that.
Yeah, it's again – I spent a lot of time. I watch him work the line work, and you could tell, man, he's talented. He's a big guy. He's mm-hmm. a good athlete. He's not, physical, certainly.
Yeah, not but, clumsy. I'm not clumsy. That's a bad word to use because he's an athlete, but just kind of like you can tell with the foot technique, it's not where it should be.
Yeah, and again, it's erratic. Because sometimes it's there, and then other times it's not. But he got pushed back a couple times, almost driven back into the backfield. Other times he got set up, okay? That defensive end, man, I see that rookie out there. I'm going to show you. Okay, gave him a couple outside moves, then he cut him inside. And Trevor wasn't used to that. His forte, and you could tell, he's a good run blocker, and he's physical, and he finishes off his blocks. But this is the NFL, and it's a different world from a pass protection standpoint than what you saw at Northern Iowa. So that's a learning curve there for him. But somewhere down the line, he's going to end up being a good player. But if you got to start the regular season tomorrow, James Hurst is your starter. Mm-hmm. I've said that for weeks now, that – you know, it's kind of pie in the sky to believe that he was going to be a starter game one for this football team.
Somebody texts in, as they always do, that Ian Book was the winningest quarterback in Notre Dame history. Somebody else texted
that's
Ian.
So good.
Yeah, I know. Ian Book needs to go. Do you think he stays on the team, Mike?
Still some time, but you wonder a little bit with some roster spots up for grabs. Does this team go with two quarterbacks and the emergency guy being Taysom Hill if you need to, and then try to put Taysom on your practice squad? So
no, wait, not Taysom, Ian on the practice squad.
Yeah. And so I think Book would be that type guy that you may think real hard about. Let's go with, again, some of that's going to depend on Jameis Winston's health. Some of that's going to depend on it. But right now, I would say you probably go with Winston and Dalton, and your emergency guy being Taysom Hill.
You got to feel good about Andy Dalton after seeing that, and hopefully Jameis Winston is coming back healthy and is sharp. And then that's smart to keep Taysom Hill as the emergency quarterback because that opens up an extra roster position. What do you think of the running backs?
Overall, they all ran hard. Tony Jones Jr., Dwayne Washington. And, you know, we got to talk to Dwayne Wednesday last week. And, man, he said, I'm more than a special teams guy. I'm a football player. I want him to give me the ball more. Well, they gave it to him. And he runs hard between the tackles. I like what I saw from Abram Smith also. Only thing is you got to hold on to the ball in traffic. Mm-hmm. Come on, this ain't college football, and you're not in the Big 12. This is the real league, and it's a difference. And so you got to be careful with it. But they all ran the football hard. They ran it with their heads up, running hard, and breaking some tackles. And so you like what you saw from the guys, and Zigbo also, very similar. So you got a decision to make there because you know Dwayne Washington, Mark Ingram, Kamara, and Adam Prentice, the fullback, they're going to make this team. That's four. If you keep an extra back, which one of those guys do you keep? Do you keep Tony Jones, or do you keep the rookie and Abram Smith? So that's why you play preseason. You want to see how they react to it. And I'd much rather have that problem than say I'm looking around.
You can't lay it on the ground, though. If you do, what do you get, one pass in preseason? Or if it comes down to either him, well, he let it go. He laid it on the ground, and that means you go with the other guy?
Yeah, and I'm not, that fumbling the football, that does happen.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be careful. And he got a learning lesson Saturday night. Again, this is not the Big 12. This is pro football. And you got to be protective of the football in heavy traffic. And now, even not in heavy traffic, because you see defenders now, and I'll watch them in the offseason. They work on getting behind you and popping the ball out or just trying to strip you of the football in a one-on-one situation. So, it's a different world.
He even talked about the technique himself, about how they went over it in practice. He saw the first guy, didn't see the second guy, learned his lesson. Mike, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again Friday. But I know between now and then, join Mike Dettelier, Bobby Hebert tonight at the Silver Slipper Casino on the beach, Hancock County, Mississippi. Starts at 4. Run out there. You'll have a good time. Hang out with him for a while and then get ready to go to work on Tuesday. We'll take a break. Back in a flash, 6:54 now. Yeah, time for traffic on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.